with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, appreciate you tuning in. I hope you're getting out in your backyard and firing up a grill today, even though it's in the high 80s, low 90s where you guys are. Later after the show today, I'm headed down to Fen Valley. It's their wine festival today, where they open the vineyard. He's got the largest tasting room in America because his 90 acres of his vineyard are certified as a tasting room. So he's got six stations, and you try six of his different wines as you walk through the vineyard. Really cool venue.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going on today. You can still go down there because it starts at noon and goes through. There's bands, there's food, you can buy wine by the glass. Really cool.
But make sure you tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Yeah, exactly. So one other item that I wanted to cover from this party that we did was called a chicken satay.
Tell me, what was that seasoning I was putting on there again?
It's a garlic.
No, but
salt,
what's the
pepper.
Name?
You have to ask me because I get it.
I looked at Sobeys, I couldn't find it.
No, I get it at Costco. Stan Ponstein, one of the guys that was cooking,
Turned
me on to it.
Okay.
And I'll remember it after the show,
okay.
I'm sure. But it's a pre-mixed garlic, salt, and pepper.
It was really nice.
It is. And that's why I
sprinkled that on those. You had somebody put together all the skewers.
Yep.
And I think Stan did that. And then I sprinkled that on before I grilled them.
Yeah.
And then you had Chef Dewey, I think, make a peanut sauce,
which was with creamy Jif peanut butter, soy sauce, and basically he just kept thinning the peanut butter until it got a little bit runny so we could put it in a squirt bottle and kind of squirt it on top of those chicken satays when you got them done.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think you should use Peter Pan.
Yeah, do you? But the thing is with those is that you can make those up. And Chaz was the one that skewered them up because I watched him do it as a line. We had 20 pounds of chicken there, and he was just slicing them in little strips. And then we ran them on a little 7-inch skewer, and you weave them on there. And then Bob seasoned them and grilled them off. It was super easy. You could make those a day ahead, a couple days ahead.
It was super smoky is what it was.
Right, yeah, exactly. But that's why we always
when you're standing
like,
at a grill that long
right.
in the heat,
right.
That smoke just goes in your face and just, yeah. I was crying the entire night.
Yeah. It was hot. It was really hot. But the chicken thighs hold really well, and they're moist when you cook them.
Yep.
I would use that far more often than I'd ever use skinless, boneless chicken breast.
Yep.
It dries out too much. These thighs are great. And you cut them in little strips, wove them on the skewers, and you cook them. You could make those today
and
serve them tomorrow.
He used those flat skewers too, and that was kind of nice.
Yeah, I bought those because they got a little wider handle on
yes,
the end of them. Yeah,
right.
Yep, exactly.
So, also did when I was at Sobeys picking up that Parkside kielbasa, I picked up a Sobeys side tri-tip, and mm-hmm. I did that for my bride Thursday night. And I'll tell you what, I do love me a tri-tip, but I'm in the work mode at home. Finishing up the pool projects and trying to then finish my barn, I'm staying really busy, and I just didn't feel like standing at the grill too much or anything. So I literally took that tri-tip and cut it into chops, and I put some garlic EVO on it and some of that seasonella, and
which is an herb salt.
Yep. Grilled them, and that's a nice way to do a tri-tip if you don't want to try and smoke it.
Right.
And I just didn't feel like firing up the smoker, but I had enough smoking.
Yeah. Tri-tip is a super flavorful piece of beef. You can't get it everywhere. I'm pretty sure you got to go to the butcher shop. I have them, and we get them from Sobeys, obviously, but I have two of them in the freezer right now that I bought one time when I was over there, got home, forgot I had them. A couple days later, it's like, oh, crap. So I just vac sealed them, froze them up, but that'll be coming out soon because those are a great piece of meat.
So another way to do a tri-tip, of course, is you can grill it offset, you can grill it direct, really low heat, or you can smoke it. And that's all intact. Without cutting it into chops like I was talking about, you can just offset grill it. And it makes for another, again, I think half the fun Jop and I have, and maybe a lot of you have, is – the presentation of that product when you get done, especially if you do it really well.
Right.
And if it's something you're good at, you do it even better because your friends are there. You want to make them, you know, just happy and full-bellied. And
so it's a very lean piece of beef.
Yes. And
which
there's
is why
no
you cook it slow.
And there's no grizzle in it.
No.
I mean, there's a couple little bitty veins of it, but, I mean, it's a cool cut, and I believe it's a chuck portion, and the flavor is fantastic.
Yep.
It is just fantastic. So if you want to slice it up into chops and grill it, it's the perfect steak to grill because it grills quickly, and you can serve it to anybody, and they're not cutting bone and fat off something.
Right. Yep.
So in terms of you know, your portions and everything, and I think it's around $10 a pound.
Right.
So it's still always better priced than some of your higher end steaks, but it's there's a good bang for the buck and a tri-tip.
You smoke one of these things off and then let it cool, and then you cut it on the bias in like 1/8-inch thick slices.
What he means is you cut it on an angle against the grain.
Right. And but about 1/8-inch thick slice. And you put that on just a little piece of French bread with
those baguettes you had the other day.
Without hardly anything else on it. And if you've got a little, you can get a little juice out
if
of the pan.
If it's garlic toast or anything like that.
My mouth's watering.
Yeah, it's
that
wonderful.
That is a wonderful, wonderful thing to eat.
So I had a couple of those little chops left over, and one of them got sliced up this morning and thrown in with some eggs
there
for breakfast, and it was pretty good keto breakfast.
Yeah, all right, keto. You go, Bob. Bob Keto.
So when you're doing a proper tri-tip, you'll notice it looks like one of those fancy new UFOs that's the V-shape.
They're more aerodynamic than the round ones.
Yeah, and so you got this sharp tip on the end, and then it goes back to it's kind of like the Space Force logo or the Pontiac logo, or you know, it's shaped like that. And that my point is that tip is going to get done a lot faster than the rest of it. So if you're a good griller, what you'll do is you'll come back about 1.5 inches on that thing and cut that tip off and eat it while you're grilling the rest of it. Because you don't want to overdo it.
Cook never goes hungry.
But you want to bring that to no higher than 135 in the center.
Right.
No higher. There's where your thermopen, your digital thermometer really comes in handy. Go to thegrillingguys.com, look at ThermoWorks, click on that logo, and they'll show you specials. I think they still have some of the gray ones left. And
Color of these things makes no difference,
no.
But for whatever reason, they're selling them for like half off because they're gray.
Yeah, but I got a letter from the lady over there, and she said, your customers love these gray ones.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Send me a couple.
Cool. So, Bob,
that should have been my response.
Yeah, my wife loves fajitas and steak fajitas, so there's a close to the tri-tips called a flat iron. Break that down a little bit for me, because sometimes that's a little tough, and I'm not...
Yeah,
I'm 100% good on cooking that.
Yeah, and for fajitas, I would tell you a skirt is probably safer.
Okay.
But I had my first flat iron from Delsky's meat shop. Dave Delsky retired and sold it, but all butchers trim their meats differently. And what his opinion of a tri-tip is to not take the collagen off it, to leave it on there. If that's what you're going to do, and if you're going to get...
Tri-tip or flat iron?
Flat iron. Okay. Sorry.
Yep.
What did I say? So if your butcher leaves that collagen on top and fatty substance, diamond score that as well. Because otherwise, when you grill it, it's going to blow up like a puffer fish, and it looks really weird. But if you score it, it's going to look totally cool. And guess what? Collagen is really good for your skin.
Right.
So... fat is not your enemy. We've been lied to.
Right. Well, if it's my enemy, I'm living amongst my enemies.
Ouch.
Yeah, right.
Was that a shot?
No, it's a shot at me in the mirror is what that was.
But, wow.
But anyway, coming up next, we're going to take a little run at a pork butt. Bob and I had some debate about that earlier this week because I still wrap mine and you don't anymore. And I think there's some pluses and minuses to both. I know my minus is you don't like anything that's in foil. So you're listening to Grilling Guys. We're going to debate the butt when we come back.